You're listening to KNKX. Participants in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA, were brought to this country illegally as children, and they're getting a lot of praise from Democrats and Republicans alike who support allowing them to live and work here legally. But a lot of these so-called dreamers are pushing back against that praise. They say it divides their immigrant communities. 88.5's Will James reports.
Jose Manuel Carrillo is a dreamer whose parents brought him to the U.S. from Peru when he was 8. And he's the exact sort of person who's held up as an example by politicians working to defend the DACA program.
I just graduated from Western Washington University this spring with a dual degree in philosophy and behavioral neuroscience.
He appeared at a news conference with Washington state officials who are suing the Trump administration in a bid to save DACA. But Carrillo, like other dreamers in recent days, says he feels uncomfortable when politicians point out he broke immigration laws through no fault of his own.
It criminalizes a lot of people and almost demonizes their parents. And you hear this sort of rhetoric, this sort of narrative, even from immigrants, even from like my parents, to say, you know, well, you deserve to be here. You know, we broke the law. But, you know, breaking the law is one thing, but whether it's morally right or wrong for them to have brought us here is a whole different question.
This idea kept coming up at a recent rally for DACA enrollees in Seattle. Jorge Lara is a student at Seattle University.
I want to make a call of action to move away from the good immigrant versus bad immigrant narrative. The U.S. government have been trying to create division within our community with their hateful rhetoric and extremely negative narrative.
Carrillo says the answer is for dreamers to fight for more comprehensive immigration reform that covers people like their parents as well.
The narrative is changing within dreamers, and we're realizing this, and they hope that they keep using their voice right now, that they're being listened to fight for our whole community. I don't think I deserve to be here any more than my parents.
Will James, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where we see the future.
Welcome to the future and all the wonders of the 21st century in the greatest preview the world has ever seen.
Take away ahead, look at tomorrow.
88.5 KNKX on KNKX.org and NPR One.